The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We have moved the Spartan Mobile Studio north to the beautiful town of Big Rapids. It is not the Spartans against the Wolverines. It's all about the Bulldogs against the Wildcats. We are live and local in Big Rapids. We've got a tailgate going. We're going to throw down 1,000 steaks between now and 2 o'clock when the game kicks off. It's going to be a beautiful day. I'm looking outside. We are outside, but I'm looking outside our tent. The sky's breaking. It's going to warm up. Great day for football. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, Jeremy. It is going to be a good day for football because if it's too hot, can't be football.
That's
this
right.
Is not Texas. We're talking Michigan football, and specifically Ferris State University with the University of Northern Michigan Wildcats.
That's right.
And that is a team not to be underestimated. There's a long tradition of some kick-butt, roughneck UP boys coming down here to put the whooping on people. So the Bulldogs better have their game on.
Yeah, later in the show, we're going to have the Ferris coach on, and he's going to break that down for us a little bit. But I did notice when I was doing some of my research that the Wildcats are on a three-game slide. So hopefully they just slide right into home and have make it a four-game slide. So we're looking forward to that. But, Jeremy, you're kind of sitting in for one of our fellow alum, a guy by the name of Craig Snyder, that owns Snyder's Barbecue. He couldn't make it with us this morning, so you tell me that you've been there before. So tell us a little bit about the barbecue shop.
I have been there before, and we've had Craig, in fact, out to our place to bring his goods out there. Craig Snyder, Snyder's Barbecue right here in Big Rapids, just off of State Street downtown. It's a great place. It's known for its pulled pork, but I tell you what's great about Craig. He's kind of a master griller in and of itself. He's an excellent butcher. He has got the best cuts in town. And we thought about having you guys here. We were hoping he'd be able to join us. Actually, it's probably poor coordination on my part that we didn't get him here. Could have sent a limo or something, I suppose. You know, it's what butchers like to roll in.
Yeah.
And I saw you guys come in today. I mean, it's sort of it's a big truck, but, you know.
Right.
He's got a great business there. He does excellent stuff on site in his store, but he also has a catering business, which is second to none, especially for folks who like that outdoor atmosphere. Maybe they want to get a tent going, graduation party, an alumni reunion where you want to be enjoying the outside. Craig can bring the meat. Craig can get it grilling. Craig is the guy.
Okay, and that's really cool because do you hear what's happening there? I mean, this barbecue thing, this sensation, this whole grill barbecue thing is spreading out across the Midwest. It's not just for Kansas City anymore. Barbecue is big in Michigan.
That's right.
I want to talk a little bit about the weather in the barbecue right now, because one of the things we had to do was we had to get up here about an hour and a half early, one, to set up the show, but two, to get the grills going, because it was just about 39 degrees when we reeled in on grill one, the thermometer said. And when it's cold like that, guys, it takes a little bit longer to get the grill hot to cooking temperature. So we want to make sure that we were here in time. We got the grill hot, smoker's going. I'm seeing just that white little plume come off the top of it, so we're ready to rock. But it took an extra 15-20 minutes, because when that steel is cold, you want to heat it up slow. You don't want to heat it up fast. And it's a great just reminder to think about is when you're doing the cold weather grilling, give it a little extra time.
That never hurts. And in this kind of weather in particular, you're fighting the cold wind. It just, you know, your whole process slows down. So bring a little extra charcoal, bring a little extra gas. Plan on burning that thing, because the other cool thing about bringing a smoker or a grill to a tailgate, it's the centrifuge. It's where everybody wants to be. Katie's eyeing it right now. We are being produced on site here by Katie, and we have Brian Fonger back in the studio. Thank you, Brian, and in the capable hands of the WBBL staff here. But Katie is a cold weather animal. We know this about her. As soon as it gets below 85, none of our equipment wants to work because she's all bundled up. So when you bring one of these things out to a tailgate, and I highly recommend it, especially if it's a good one or a tech, you want to hang around that baby because the heat coming off it is beautiful.
If you got time, you need to come up to Ferris and check this out, because we've got, again, 1,000 steaks. We've got dogs. We've got all the accompaniments. It's tune into homecoming. I saw Woody from Toy Story just walk by. They got the decorations. There's people running around here in costumes.
He's really preoccupied with Woody. Did you notice there's a little man log going
on
there?
Buzz Lightyear? I mean,
yeah. I haven't seen him yet. All I saw was Woody.
Jeez, you and Woody.
Yeah, you know, Randy, Bob, some of the things that we try to do with our tailgate is always to provide that family atmosphere that I think it goes along with alums coming back for homecoming. Many of them are bringing their kids.
Yeah.
Many of them need stuff to do prior to football. football, and we've got lots of little activities are surrounding the theme of cartoons. The posters of the characters are going up. We're also putting up some football pictures here. We want people to stay focused on the game, naturally. But we're going to give them something to eat today with your help, and we really appreciate you guys helping us spread the love.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful sight because right now they're putting up the big Ferris banner right on our tent. I mean, that is just all good.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of everything.
College love here.
Yeah, it is.
So it is the Grillin' Guys. We are live at the Ferris Homecoming. It's a beautiful day for football. We're going to be eating. We might even have a beer.
I think we should.
Did you arrange that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Those are allowed on campus until 2 o'clock.
That's right.
And then probably
at halftime as well.
And at halftime as well.
Yep.
And then the beer Nazis come.
Well, our public safety is concerned that everyone enjoys the day to its fullest.
Yeah, but think about the guy that's selling all these porta-potties out here. You know, the man needs a revenue, too.
He does, too. We'd like to see folks maybe buy a Diet Coke or two at the concession stand.
There you go.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, I got to know, you're no stranger to a barbecue grill. When you step up to it, what's your favorite thing to grill?
You know, while I like burgers and dogs with everybody else, I've really gotten into pork loin lately and doing some great things with that this summer with the family, trying to, downsize the super size.
Oh, I see it's working.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, we can't all be 2X like Bob.
I understand.
And, But
that's
what
his
I've
hat.
Heard is, you know,
yeah, that's true.
In our family, my wife is the creative one. I just want to make sure that we've got the, more or less the meat there.
Right, so, main dish. Yeah, you're the main dish guy.
Pork loin is kind of what we were working on this summer, what we took to the beach quite often, and what we'll see around today.
How do you like to season that?
You know what? I like it pretty basic, quite honest. A little salt, a little pepper. Maybe if it's been marinated with something a little mild, that's what we like to go for.
Okay, fantastic. Well, coming up in the next segment, we're going to go down to one of our favorite distillers down in Detroit. We're going to be talking with Rufino Valentine of Valentine Vodka. If you do your tailgates like we do ours, occasionally there's a Bloody Mary on tap. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.